Regina, 10 of Saskatchewan's best have been invested with the province's highest honor, the Saskatchewan Order of Merit. Lieutenant Government. Russ Morasti invested the 2024 recipients at a formal ceremony in Regina. Each one of this year's honorees earned this prestigious award through years of effort dedicated to the betterment of their communities and our province, Morasti said. I am sincerely grateful for their commitment and contributions. It is my privilege to recognize these remarkable recipients and offer them my wholehearted congratulations. The 2024 Saskatchewan Order of Merit recipients are Tribal Chief Mark Arkand, Saskatoon, Bryn Boback Lane, Saskatoon, Floyd Favel, Paynton Drive, Thomas Hodges Stavropoulos, Regina, Renu Kapoor, SVM, Regina, Curtis Kleisinger, Regina, Brad Wall, Cypress Hills, Colonel, Reeted, Malcolm Young CD, Saskatoon, Greg Ewell, Saskatoon, Olivia Ewell, Saskatoon. The Saskatchewan Order of Merit was established in 1985 to celebrate excellence and achievements by Saskatchewan citizens. Today's recipients join the 272 individuals who have been invested with the order in appreciation of their significant contributions in areas such as the arts, agriculture, business and industry, community leadership, occupations or professions, public service, research and volunteer service. The Saskatchewan Order of Merit is recognized in the Canadian Honours System and members of the order are entitled to use the post-nominal letters SOM. Nominations are now open for the 2025 Saskatchewan Order of Merit. Individuals are encouraged to nominate current or former long-term residents of Saskatchewan who have made significant contributions to our province. Nominations will be accepted until November 30, 2024. For more information about the Saskatchewan Order of Merit or to find out how to nominate someone, visit saskatchewan.ca/honors-awards. Tribal Chief Mark Arkand, Saskatoon Tribal Council, STC, Tribal Chief Mark Arkand is a member of the Muskeg Lake Cree Nation and has called Saskatoon home for 20 years. After serving as STC's Vice Chief for two terms, he was elected as Tribal Chief on October 19, 2017, and re-elected in 2020. He was raised by his great-grandparents in Muskeg Lake Cree Nation, who taught him to treat all people justly and to do what is right. His dedication towards reversing the intergenerational trauma brought on by residential schools and towards reconciliation are paramount in his work. He has done this by promoting cultural education and supporting families and youth as a priority to have a quality life. Under Chief Arkand's direction, STC opened an emergency wellness center in December 2021 with 50 beds, and has since expanded to 106 beds. The center supports those experiencing homelessness by providing mental health supports, addictions counseling, housing, cultural supports, employment, transportation, food and clothing. In November 2022, the STC was contacted by the provincial government to expand the wellness center after the closure of the lighthouse. Chief Arkand understands the importance of communities, so he has held multiple open houses at the wellness center to build strong, lasting relationships. In addition to his work with the Wellness Center, Chief Arkand established a vaccine clinic during the COVID-19 pandemic. Chief Arkand established two mental health crisis vans that work in the Saskatoon Public School Division and the Greater Saskatoon Catholic School Division. He also partnered with Medivy and Synergy 8 on a health bus that has a full dentist chair with a dental therapist, assistant and a paramedic with mental health supports. Chief Arkand also provides backpacks and school supplies to children in need through the White Buffalo Youth Lodge. In 2021, he was a recipient of the badge, star, and shield presented by the Saskatoon Police Service, Police Badge of Honor. In 2022, Chief Arkand was the first Nations recipient of the CTV Saskatoon Citizen of the Year and received the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan. In 2023, he received an honorary degree from Saskatchewan Polytechnic in Applied Studies, in recognition of outstanding leadership, support for post-secondary education, as well as for steadfast commitment and contributions positively impacting the Saskatoon region and communities across Saskatchewan. Outside of his work, Chief Arkand is a father of four and grandfather of four. Bryn Boback Lane. Bryn Boback Lane has dedicated a 35-year career to the philanthropic sector, focusing on healthcare for mothers-to-be and children across Saskatchewan. She believes everyone, no matter their ethnicity, geography, or socioeconomic status, deserves world-class healthcare. Boback Lane is currently the president and chief executive officer of the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. She is a leader in advocating and fundraising efforts for Saskatchewan's first and only dedicated maternal and children's hospital and provincial programs that support this population. Over 25 years, she has raised more than $221 million, including the province's single largest donation of $50 million from the hospital's namesake, Jim Pattison. Boback Lane's philanthropic and advocacy efforts secured important resources to build this hospital and acquire the necessary furnishings, equipment and programming support for parent-family-centered care. In addition to this work, she has advanced the Provincial Robotics, TeleDoc Health Program, which connects rural and northern citizens to care at the Children's Hospital and the Telerobotic Ultrasound System in Gravelburg. Boback Lane believes in purposeful partnerships. In collaboration with the Saskatoon Tribal Council and Synergy 8 Community Builders, she initiated the province's first dental and mental health bus. Since this collaboration began, the fleet has expanded to include additional mental health and wellness vans, serving nearly 700 mental health patients and 250 dental patients in their first year of operation throughout seven First Nations communities. The province has also benefited through Boback Lane's leadership in the development of a provincial pediatric ambulance fleet and significant support to the Air Ambulance Pediatric Services. Most recently, she secured funding for Saskatchewan's first pediatric portable MRI to be placed at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital, ensuring that innovation and progressive care continue. Boback Lane's dedication and commitment to maternal and pediatric parents has positively changed and advanced the healthcare landscape, bringing forward solution-driven strategies and significant investments in support of provincial maternal and child health in Saskatchewan. She has been recognized across the province and the nation for her achievements and is a recipient of the Saskatchewan Centennial Medal and the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan. Floyd Favel. Floyd Favel takes on many roles in his day-to-day life. In addition to being the curator of the Poundmaker Museum and Gallery, he also serves as director of the Sarasa Performance Lab Inc. and director of the Miyawata Culture Inc. Favel is also one of the organizers of the Poundmaker Indigenous Performance Festival. Additionally, Favel is a knowledge keeper for his First Nation, preserving his community's language, history and ceremonies for future generations and producing books and films on these histories. He is also a dedicated volunteer in his community, and a renowned lecturer, theater director and playwright. In 2022, his book of essays and performance theory, Earth Words, was published in Poland in the Polish language. Born in Maidstone and raised in Poundmaker Cree Nation on Treaty 6 territory, Favel learned his traditional language and absorbed the teachings and history of his people. He has traveled, studied and lectured internationally, from Toronto to the United States, Denmark, Italy, Poland and Sweden. Favel started the Poundmaker Indigenous Performance Festival in 2017, which includes local performers and knowledge keepers, as well as international performers and guests. In 2020, he was awarded the Saskatchewan Multicultural Award for his work in bringing cultures together. Favel was a catalyst in reviving the Poundmaker Museum and Art Gallery, one of the most important Indigenous museums in the country, which has received tourists from across Canada and internationally. The museum was awarded the International Indigenous Tourism Award in 2018. As curator, he knows the historical displays and artifacts are important to telling the history of Poundmaker Cree Nation, the Battle of Cut Knife Hill in 188 and the community's continued history and resilience through the years. It is his mission to correct inaccurate information and mend the reputation of Chief Poundmaker. The Poundmaker Museum advocated to have the late chief's charges for treason formally exonerated by the federal government, which occurred on May 23, 2019. Dr. Thomas Hodges Stavropoulos. Drive. Thomas Hodges Stavropoulos is an internationally recognized psychologist, researcher, academic, and mentor. He is a leading contributor in his work on pain assessment and management in older adults and those suffering from dementia, including those living in long-term care. He immigrated to Canada and studied at McGill University and the University of Saskatchewan, where he developed long-lasting relationships. He takes an evidence-based approach to increase the likelihood that older people receive world-class pain assessment and management. He previously served as president of the Canadian Psychological Association and is currently a fellow of the Canadian Academy of Health Sciences and the director of the Center on Aging and Health at the University of Regina. Stanford University has recognized Dr. Hodges Stavropoulos as being in the world's top 2% of cited scientists. His lab developed the Pain Assessment Checklist for Seniors with Limited Ability to Communicate Scales, allowing for better understanding, diagnosis, and treatment of pain in those experiencing cognitive decline. This assessment tool has been translated into over 10 languages. Dr. Hodges Stavropoulos published over 250 peer-reviewed papers and book chapters, as well as 7 books. He understands the importance of sharing this groundbreaking research with the public in an interactive way. Starting in 2019-20, he, along with collaborating partners, launched the hashtag #SeePainMoreClearly social media campaign and website. This campaign shared key pain assessment approaches in dementia care. This campaign received millions of unique social media impressions and was featured in many news stories. In addition to his research, Dr. Hodges Stavropoulos mentored many graduate students who went on to be leaders in the field of psychology. He is a recipient of the Saskatchewan Centennial Medal and the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. Renu Kapoor, SVM. Renu Kapoor is a longtime community volunteer, counselor, and advocate. Kapoor immigrated from India, where she earned a master's degree in social work. She earned another master's degree from the University of Wisconsin. She has called Saskatchewan home for nearly 60 years, and she has worked as a mental health and addictions counselor for over 30 years. Kapoor worked for the Saskatchewan Alcohol and Drug Abuse Commission, helping thousands of individuals through health challenges. Her hard work has led to systemic changes that improved how those struggling with mental health and addiction issues are viewed and treated. She established the province's first methadone clinic and has been a tireless advocate for reducing the stigma surrounding those facing addiction issues. Though she has been retired for 20 years, she has continued working with several employee assistance programs and has served on boards such as the Canadian Centre on Substance Use and Addictions, Regina Public Library, the YWCA, the South Saskatchewan Community Foundation, and the Regina Airport Authority. Kapoor is a respected, longtime supervisor and mentor to both undergraduate and graduate students studying social work and psychology at the University of Regina. Kapoor is also a strong proponent of multiculturalism and embodies Saskatchewan's motto, "From Many People's Strength." In 2017, Renu founded Cultural Connections Regina, an organization that fosters cultural connections and understanding. Their fundraising event, India Night, brings approximately 700 people together, raising approximately $150,000 or more every year. She has also organized the Indian Pavilion at Regina's Mosaic Cultural Festival and has served with numerous multicultural organizations in Saskatchewan. In 2007, she was selected for a YWCA Women of Distinction Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2019, she received an honorary Doctor of Laws degree from the University of Regina. She is a recipient of the Sovereign's Medal for Volunteers, the Queen Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee Medal, the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal, the Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal, the Saskatchewan Centennial Medal, and the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan. Curtis Kleisinger. Curtis Kleisinger is a highly respected leader in Saskatchewan education and has worked with disadvantaged youth for much of his career. He was the founding principal and is the current executive director of Mother Teresa Middle School, MTMS, which opened in 2011. The school was the flagship program of the One Life Makes a Difference Foundation. Kleisinger serves as a leader of innovation for the school's board of directors. MTMS works with inner city and indigenous youth, supporting them and their families beyond the school walls. MTMS supports students as they develop their personal and cultural identities, allowing them to take pride in who they are while overcoming challenges. Under Kleisinger's direction, the school has helped hundreds of students conquer near insurmountable odds to reach their full potential academically and personally. Kleisinger is often recognized for the enthusiasm he displays in working not only with students, but also with their families. Kleisinger has dedicated many years to various veteran causes and has worked to recognize and honor the sacrifices made by Saskatchewan citizens during times of conflict. He has volunteered with the Corps of Commissaires South Saskatchewan, the Royal Regina Rifles, the Royal Regina Rifles Trust Fund, and the Saskatchewan War Memorial Committee. He has worked to ensure retired members of the Canadian Forces find meaningful work when their military service comes to an end. He was instrumental in raising funds to honor the Regina Rifle Regiment on the 80th anniversary of D-Day on June 6, 2024, and in 2008 produced Vigil 1914-1918, where the names of all Canadians who perished in the First World War were projected on the Saskatchewan Legislative Building. Additionally, he has combined his passion for education and veterans by taking high school students to the 90th anniversary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Curtis has served two terms on the Judicial Advisory Committee for the Province of Saskatchewan. He received the Minister of Veterans Affairs Commendation in 2009 and is a recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan. Brad Wall. Brad Wall served as Saskatchewan's 14th Premier from 2007 to 2018. He was the member of the Legislative Assembly for Swift Current for almost 20 years, starting in 1999. During his time as Premier, Wall focused on leading a collective change in the provincial spirit with bold goals for growth and national leadership for Saskatchewan. Sustainable population growth was a top priority, and under his leadership, the province's population exceeded 1.1 million people for the first time. Together with his colleagues, he implemented initiatives focused on growth, including strengthening immigration goals and related settlement programming and introducing the Graduate Retention Program, incentivizing Saskatchewan's recent graduates to remain in the province. He made the case for a focus on growth not as an economic goal in and of itself, but as a way to build a stronger economy and a more sustainable tax base that can afford initiatives that improve the quality of life for all residents. This includes income tax reductions that dropped over 110,000 low-income residents from the provincial tax roll entirely, lowering education property taxes, eliminating the waitlist for housing for those with intellectual disabilities, expanding rural and remote internet and cellular coverage, increasing daycare spaces and tripling the provincial income assistance levels for low-income seniors. Additionally, significantly more doctors and nurses are working in the province. The Children's Hospital, Saskatchewan Hospital in North Battleford, Mosaic Stadium and new schools, hospitals and long-term care beds all came to fruition under his leadership. During Wall's tenure as Premier, Saskatchewan's public finances earned their first-ever AAA credit rating. Saskatchewan also became the first jurisdiction in North America to recognize Holodomor, the man-made famine in Ukraine, in passing the Holodomor Act. Today, Wall runs his own business and is a partner with his son in a yearling ranch operation in southwest Saskatchewan. His volunteer activities have included being a member of the Canadian Cattle Association Advocacy and Stakeholders Relations Committee, raising money and awareness for breakaway roping as a second rodeo event for women, chairman of the successful STARS ambulance helicopter fleet replacement effort, and leading a successful fundraising initiative with the Saskatchewan Cancer Foundation and Braden's Close Cuts for Cancer. He and his wife Tammy live in Cypress Hills, and they have three grown children.